welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Alongside Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and we've got a full show again today as the again the convergence of the spring and the winter sports come together here. And it's been another busy weekend of Northwest Missouri State Athletics.
Yeah, and wrapping up, of course, baseball and softball with their second full weekends and no issues weather-wise to this point until this upcoming week, of course, as we're getting a good snowstorm moving into the area here tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, some rain and snow throughout southern portions of the state. And so that's going to knock out some softball for Sunday. No baseball on the schedule. They don't play again until next Tuesday on the road against Drury in Springfield. So hopefully that'll be okay. So a couple weekends of spring sports down and finally seeing the weather start to take hold a little bit here in this mid-February portion of the year.
I think it's safe to say the baseball bats came to life this past weekend. 53 total runs over the four-game series with Christian Brothers, and they were able to take three out of the four games.
You know, I feel like if you're putting up a 20 spot in a game, you're doing something right. And they did in that finale there. That was a really good one for Northwest. You know, they went out to Regis and opened things up in Denver the previous weekend and saw a team with some really good bats, and they battled just not quite enough. But, boy, to go on the road and go down to Memphis and be able to come out of it and win in the fashion that they did, that speaks volumes about this team of kind of putting that first weekend behind them and moving forward. And so, again, they've got this weekend off, a little bit more time to relax before they head back out onto the road. But that was a pretty good statement there for Coach Jander and company.
And softball trip south to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Yep, coming away with a 2-2 weekend, and they got the bats going as well. 24 runs across those four games, 44 hits in total, and came out with the MIAA hitter of the week, too, Alexis Brown. She'll be joining us here coming up in the next segment. She has tied the Northwest single-game record, a five-hit game in game two of the weekend as Northwest came out with a couple wins on that Friday. So looking forward to talking to Alexis and Coach Tejas as, a successful weekend and trying to continue to build off that.
And indoor track and field continues to put up phenomenal numbers.
Yeah, they do. Just another record-setting weekend, the sixth fastest D2 time ever in the men's distance medley relay. And so we'll have Logan Ariano on with Coach Masters in a little bit to talk about that and what they've done. And also from the women's side, the women's DMR, the second fastest relay there in school history. Alina Tebow from that team will be with us. So that Bearcat track and field team continues to put up great numbers, and we're only 2 weeks out from the MIAA championship. So Coach Masters doesn't want to peak at the wrong time. It's all about, you know, getting into late February, early March, and building toward nationals. But boy, if this isn't peaking yet, it's going to be scary to see what it is a month from now.
Oh, no doubt about that. And basketball, their first trip down to Oklahoma. They got one more coming up, but couple games in Oklahoma, a trip to Edmond last Thursday with Central Oklahoma. That was a tough day for both teams, and then they wrap things up with a split of the doubleheader on Saturday in Claremore, Oklahoma with Roger State.
Yeah, the worst part about that, you said the first trip to Oklahoma, meaning that there's a second one coming,
yes,
too. So for some reason, the MIAA is beating up on Northwest this year at the scheduling-wise, but tough one all around on Thursday. Just difficult games in Edmond, wiping that one away. We saw the women come out, play well, 76 points. I believe they're 6-0 this season, if they're scoring 70 or more in a game, and they did that again, held off a late surge by Rogers State. Meanwhile, the Northwest men had a nice late surge, a 13-0 run sparked by Javion Byers to climb back in that game and make it a four-point game with a minute left. But, you know, Rogers had struggled to make free throws until that final minute. They made five of their final six to be able to hang on for that victory. Again, came up short. It's not about moral victories, but you still kind of look at that and say, man, you're seeing this team have spurts and do some things well, and we'll see if they can continue to build off that.
And they've got home games coming up this week at home Thursday night with Missouri Southern, and then Saturday, Pittsburgh State.
And very winnable games, too, when you think about that Thursday for both the men and the women as far as the KPI standings coming out. And it's if you click on the MIAA's website and go to conference standings, that's not what's going to be pulled as far as, like, the seeding for the MIAA tournament. It's all about the KPI, and they came out with some of those yesterday. The women sitting in 10th, so they're right now in that final spot in the MIAA tournament. I believe the men were 13th, so still some work for both to do, but still plenty of games to get it done. If you think about starting Southern on Thursday, Saturday obviously tough with Pittsburgh State, but then you mentioned that Oklahoma trip, a chance to make some hay on that one as well. So we'll see what the Bearcats can get done.
Again, we've got a packed show here today on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch as we talk Northwest Athletics. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State softball. The Bearcats come away with a 2-2 weekend out at the Alvey Early Classic. They were down in Bentonville, Arkansas. We are joined by head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as junior outfielder Lexi Brown. Not only a junior outfielder and a starter for the Bearcats, batting second in the lineup, but also the reigning MIAA Hitter of the Week. Lexi, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Just diving in, Coach, a 2-2 weekend. Again, you continue to swing it well, 24 runs on 44 hits. What's your takeaway from the weekend overall?
I think we did a lot better with our approach this weekend. I think we got a little timid weekend one, but this weekend we really stayed to our approach. And, you know, on Saturday or on Friday, our offense carried us through, which is, you know, it's nice to feel that way. But, you know, more than anything, we're just staying the course, staying with what we've been practicing all week long and even last fall.
You said being a little bit timid with that approach in weekend one. Is that just trying to be a little bit too fine or not trying to make a mistake? What do you mean?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, we're scared to swing at bad pitches, which it's okay. If we go, we're going to go. But really just having confidence that when we do go, like, we're going to have a good result. And just practicing, you know, staying patient, making the pitcher throw to us. And really, you know, we're kind of challenging some umpires here on strike zone. So that's fun to see.
Is that just your next step as a head coach of, like, I'm going to be a little more vocal now? I've been around long enough.
No.
You're not saying you're challenging. No. You're saying you're going to make the umpire.
Hitters are challenging the umpires.
Understood. Well, Lexi, it's working out for you so far. 529 batting average through the first two weekends, swinging it well. Take us through your weekend overall. 3-for-4 in the opener, then you go 5-for-5, a couple more hits coming up, the final two games of the weekend overall. But did it just feel like you were locked in more, or how did things work for you?
It started off good. In that last at bat in the first game, I don't know what I did at the plate, but I didn't get on, and I had a talk with Coach Grecian, and he told me, you know, just focusing on the pitcher, not trying to do too much at the plate, I think, is I started to overthink things. And then after he told me that I just repeated that in my head in the next game that I went.
And then you go 5-for-5, and that's pretty impressive. At that point, you're like, give me one more at bat. Break this record here.
Well, I was digging on. I'm getting a lot of bats here. I'm almost up again, and if I'm not up this time, I'm starting first the next inning.
Well, so, and not that you're a player that's going to sit there and think about stats and numbers, but I think as a hitter, and you go through the course of a game, it's in your head, like, you know, I haven't been out yet today. At what point did you kind of all click in your mind?
Around the fourth or fifth one.
Did you put any more pressure on yourself at that point, too, of like, I want to stay perfect today and hit five hits?
I think that's a really hard thing to say as a hitter, but in the moment, just challenging myself to see if I could do it, that was something that was in the back of my head. But I didn't want to get too overwhelmed thinking about it, because I think I play better when I just go out and do it instead of over-processing it.
Well, Coach, we've seen already on this show the last 3 weeks from Lily Filger and Skylar Piper, and now having Lexi on with us too, and three of your best four hitters coming on the show, and you kind of tell it's never about themselves or doing too much in the regard of numbers, but it's all about finding ways to win and padding those helping the team along as you go along. When you see Lexi step up, what goes through your mind? Is there a sense of comfort of like, I'm going to get a quality at bat here?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing, you know, for Lexi, you know, recovering from an injury and like her hard work in the fall, you know, is really starting to pay off. And more than anything, I think this week was really cool for her just to have that moment. But all of them have worked really, really hard. And I think they're just staying the course, staying within themselves, relying on their teammates because everybody's working just as hard. So they don't feel the weight of the world on their shoulders when they're up there.
Lexi, the MIAA hitter of the week, goes 11 for 15. That's a 733 average. That coach also talked about dealing with the natural grass in the outfield, but also the artificial turf on the infield. She mentioned the injury and everything. What's going through your mind through a ball game like that?
During that game, that was actually really different because I had to switch my cleats. So that's actually what I was thinking about a lot at the time was if I was going to have enough time. But I put a lot of hard work in the off season, being with in the training room almost every day, seeing Garrett. He's really helped a lot, not just physically, but also mentally. My coach is making sure that I have enough encouragement to go back out and do what I need to do. My friends, family, and teammates, they helped a lot too, getting me to like where I need to be. 'Cause I started off like I couldn't walk, and now I can. Yeah, it was a lot, but it pushed me, so.
And so far, you've hit safely in 8 of the first 9 games for the Bearcats, including all 4 this last weekend. And, Coach, giving you a little bit of a hard time when we were in the break, but in all honesty, though, 2 sacrifice bunts in Game 2. That directly led to runs for Northwest, and it's one of those things. You've got someone who's batting well over .500, but is willing to do what it takes to win. It says a lot, again, leadership side.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think maybe those were a touch too hard, but more than anything, it's, you know, for us, we have to put pressure on the defense early. And with her speed, you know, anything that's in the infield is going to put pressure on the defense. And her and Lily going back-to-back in the lineup, you know, causes a lot of defenses to maybe fumble a ball or two. And then you have Omara there to help score. So, yeah, maybe just better placement.
but they got the job done.
We got the job done, yes. Yes, we are very unselfish when it comes to that.
Now, so with that in mind, you've got 4 hitters batting over .300. The on-base percentage is very high, especially at the top end. Is this next step for this offense? I think 10 of the 14 extra base hits are coming from those 4. Is it seeing some of that length and depth of 7, 8, 9 come through with that big hit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're just trying to find the pieces that go together. You know, I think we had some people step up this weekend in really big moments, but also, you know, when we do have runners in scoring position, just continuing to lock it in. Like, don't feel too much pressure. Go up there and stay the course.
Northwest Missouri State sitting at 4-5 on the season after a 2-2 weekend. Scheduled to be in St. Louis, of course. You're playing in mid-February in the Midwest. You don't know what's going to happen. Now some rain's kind of knocked you out. How do you adjust the practice schedule? Is it days off? An inter-squad scrimmage, how do you handle that?
Yeah, we'll scrimmage tomorrow and get some live at-bats on Friday. So they'll have the weekend off, relax, regroup, and then get after it again.
Lexi, is that an easy transition to go from games to we're going to back off just a bit and have to play indoors now for a while?
Yeah, it is, but I mean,
what can you do?
Yeah.
Well, Northwest Missouri State, again, postponed this weekend. We're supposed to play at UMSL. Instead, that one's off. But then the following weekend, on to the Washburn Invitational for 4 more with some non-conference there. So, Coach Lexi, thanks for the time. Congrats on the weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
As Northwest head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as junior outfielder Lexi Brown with us. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, as we are rolling along with Northwest Missouri State Indoor Track and Field Head Coach Brandon Masters with us. We also have senior from the women's team, Alina Tebow, and a junior from the men's team, Logan Arellano. Appreciate you guys coming on and joining us here. And Coach, let's rewind it back real quick. Last week, we had Max Turan and Riley Witt sitting down with us, and you said, all right, they just had a great meet. We want to come out and just kick the DMR. But and you do that in both the women's and the men's squads there at the Bearcats invite over the weekend. Take us through what that was like for you. Of you kind of put that goal out there and both answered the bell.
Yeah, that was a primary goal for the Bearcat, that we like to get that done at home so we don't have to go to Pitt and do it this weekend and actually make a national meet and feel good about our time. I think we feel pretty good about our times. You know, the women come out and do fantastic. We're faster than last year's time that got in. We feel like we're in a pretty good place with them, and the ladies just did fantastic from start to finish. And it's tough to do. I mean, we're all alone. I mean, we know that coming to the Bearcat, you know, the DMRs are going to run solo. And after the first leg, I mean, for goodness sakes, I think Chloe lapped some girl on the start of her the second leg, the 400, and she's 100 in, and she's lapping some girl. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome, you know, to be able to do that and do that alone. We knew we had ladies that can go out and make that happen by themselves. The dudes come out and then just unbelievable what they did, you know, that not only the number one time in the country school record, it's, you know, sixth fastest time all time in D2 history. That's pretty good.
That is not bad at all.
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good about where they're at. Obviously, a lead over the Nationals best by 3 seconds over number two and ranked in D1. I mean, I think we're second or third in D1 right now, just to give you an idea how good those guys ran. And Logan was a big part of that. You know, Logan didn't know for sure. We had a couple of guys that could fill that 400 spot, and he got the call, and he killed it. I mean, 47-1 split. That's pretty fast.
That is pretty fast. It is crazy, too, to think. I believe, if I read right, Virginia Tech, Northwest, and everybody else, all classifications NCAA, yeah. And that is pretty impressive. And Logan, Coach talking about that right there, of your split's phenomenal. At what point, when you're going through that, the sixth fastest time in D2 ever, when did you kind of feel something special was happening?
I mean, I've never run a DMR before, so I didn't even understand what exactly was going on at times. But, I mean, it's something to think about. Yeah, sixth fastest time ever D2. I mean, number two all classes for NCAA. I mean, that's kind of something huge to really think about. I mean, it still hasn't really sunk in completely yet, but yeah.
That is pretty impressive. Well, okay, and so you're the shortest leg of that relay, and so your room for error is pretty tight. As Riley's coming down, you're going to take the baton. What's going through your mind?
Just grabbing that baton, making sure I'm getting it in my hand and be able to go and run and hand it off to Max to be able to keep the baton moving throughout, not have any problems going throughout.
There was some strategy too. I talked to Logan a lot about, you know, with Riley and how he comes in. He's a 1200 leg, you know, so every bit of Riley's race is slower than Logan's, right? So Logan's a 400 leg. So I said, what I say? Take it early.
Yep.
Take it early. Get it out of his hands right now, because every bit of your race is faster than his. And then we talk about going into Max being the 800. And I talked about the same thing with the girls, you know, with Chloe. You know, every bit of that race is slower than your leg. So not only did he run really fast, but he ran really far too. It's not 400 meters on his 400-meter split. We hoped that we could push him out to 410, 415 even, as long as we could without, you know, we don't want to get too close to the line and have a DQ. But, you know, we really strategize and make sure that he is taking that leg as long as possible. Chloe's taking that leg as long as possible to, you know, give our other kids an opportunity to run shorter. So Max running, you know, 790 instead of 810. Yeah, that's the kind of the goal and strategies we have going into that race, and both the teams executed at a very high level.
Is it kind of vary by run, or are you kind of looking at it to say when they hit this mark, you're going to start to stride out and be ready to go?
Right. I mean, we normally do that in the 4x4. You know, we talk about strategy, and if, you know, if the guy coming in is really looking good and still covering ground, take his leg long. Go long, right? Don't take it early. Conversely, if that person looks rough and they're about to, you know, the fall over, take it early, take it now, because it's all about the baton slowing down. We don't want that thing to slow down, but we also want to put ourselves in a position to run the fastest four legs possible. And sometimes you just don't have it, and you need to get that baton into the next guy's hand or next gal's hand as soon as possible. And that's the same way strategy-wise with the 1200, then the 400, the 800, then the mile. The 400 is the fastest leg. We want to run as fast as we can, as long as we can with the stick in their hands.
We're talking Northwest Indoor Track and Field head coach Brandon Masters, junior Logan Arellano, and also senior Alina Tebow, both on the DMR teams for the men's and the women's squads. And Alina, coach mentioned it too, second fastest time ever in Northwest. You're taking the baton last, and you're coming across. When you're winning that by 12 seconds, how are you keeping the foot on the gas without anybody from behind helping push you along?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. I've ran the DMR a lot, so, and run a lot of miles by myself, so it's pretty common for me to get into that speed that I need to be at for the mile. Getting it from the 800 to the mile can be a little difficult because the 800 is coming in a lot faster than what I need to be hitting mile pace, but since I know deep down what my mile pace is, it's been pretty easy to just switch to that pace, just keeping confident that I can hit the pace all by myself, keep motivated through the race. The middle part was a little bit harder this year, but still kept momentum and just was wanting to hit the national mark time, and we did what we needed to do. So, yeah.
Well, and you have gone out in plenty of miles on your own, whether that's track and field or getting yourself ready for cross country, which I'm sure a lot of folks have heard you on the show for cross country throughout the years too. But how does that kind of flip mentally of keeping yourself going, whether it's out on a course outdoors by yourself as opposed to indoors, and it's a little bit more of that grind of the laps over and over inside?
Honestly, indoor it's a lot easier than cross. Cross can be a little lonesome. Indoor, you have all this energy, all these people screaming in your face, and it's just your coaches can get right in your face and say, hey, like, focus up, let's hit this next lap. Cross, there's some times where I don't see my coach or I don't see anyone in the backfields, and it's hard because it's just like, okay, I'm by myself, I'm hurting and all this, and it's easier to slow down. But in track, it's just, I don't know, for me, I love track. The momentum for me is what keeps me going. So I was just really excited to be a part of the race and hear my teammates scream for me. So that's what keeps me going.
Well, and so through the women's DMR, yourself and Chloe are seniors. We've got Lydia, who's a junior. I think we've got Marie kind of pulling her along as the freshman, too. You're trying to go out and leave your mark at Northwest while also kind of help that next generation be ready to go, too, with Marie coming along. Do you kind of feel yourself that push and pull of making sure that you're where you want to be, but that next group is too?
Yeah, it's been a learning lesson, especially through cross, kind of making sure I hit my goals, but also being a leader for the team and not forgetting about them. So indoor, it's been a lot easier to kind of keep that momentum going. Cross taught me a lot about just keeping focus on everything and not getting so overwhelmed about just only worrying about myself. So I'm just trying to have fun with each race, enjoy every little moment that I have with the team and get to be on the track. So just trying to take full advantage of my time here.
Well, Coach, the Bearcat Invite also serving as that that senior day meet as well. We honor folks like Alina Tebow and so many other record holders at Northwest Missouri State. But when you look at that group, you see how far they've come. How special is that?
Yeah, that was hard. I'm not gonna lie. Got a little emotional, you know, with all those kids, because I've seen them from start to finish. I've recruited a majority of them. They come in as freshmen, you know, and we get to see them out between 4-year people, 5-year, and even, you know, some COVID babies, COVID hangers on, right, that have been here a long time. And that's a difficult group for me, because they've been through it all. I mean, to think of where we started when they were freshmen here to where we are today is a complete change. We are one of the best teams in the country and certainly on the campus. And to see that change and to know that that group has bought into what we do here and to me and the leadership and the coaching staff and to see what we've done together is incredible. It's hard to see some of those people leave. And so having people like Alina, throughout her years and the leadership, and even Logan here, Junior, to see the leadership and to be able to give that back to the new people, the freshman, the sophomore, because this team's a lot different than when they came in as freshmen, and their leadership that they received, it's just not the same. We're just a different team now, and so seeing those people and calling their names was a bit tough. That's a long list too. It's a great group and an amazing group to coach.
A lot of folks that have left their impact here at Northwest Missouri State in the present, but will last in those record books for a long time, too. So Northwest Track and Field on to the Gorilla Classic this upcoming weekend. And we're about, a couple weeks out from the MIAA Indoor Championships, the National Championships, about a month away. Logan, Coach talks a lot about peaking at the right time. We're seeing some impressive numbers now. How do you keep building to where 2 weeks down the line, bringing home some MIAA titles, and beyond that, national championships, too?
Just kind of keeping that mindset of always looking forward and not trying to, like, past performances, keep those kind of in the back. They're in the past. You got to keep moving forward. But also the training changing every week. We're getting better every week. Like you said, we're getting ready to peak here a couple weeks, coming up with nationals and conference as well. So just kind of trusting the training process that Coach Masters is putting us in and being able to perform at the right time, which we should be able to do.
Sometimes that's hard. You know, we have to manage expectations. And, and we knew the Bearcat going in the last week of this mesocycle, we knew we were going to be pretty good, and we were. Going into this next push, this next mesocycle, we're going to dig a little deep. Not many people going down the pit. We got a lot of stuff done this weekend at Bearcat, so it's a small group going down there, and that allows the rest of this group to train hard and have a nice big training segment to push for MIAAs and then also to the national championships.
You talk about that training hard. How much does that push into the weekend, and then do you back off a little bit before Friday Night Lights, or does that, for some, continue a little bit further?
Some, right. I mean, Friday Night Lights is that last bit of opportunity to qualify for a national meet, qualify for a conference meet, depending on who you are on this squad. So there's a lot of people trying to make the bus, quote-unquote bus. I know it's home, but make the bus to the conference meet to make that meet. And so that'll be something that we push those people for, and there'll be others that are already into the national meet. So their training is different yet. So we have three paths right now, specifically speaking of the kids that Coach Nikki and I coach directly. Not Wick has that. Coach Wick has that as well. But we have people that are into the national meet. They got a little bit different programming than the kids that are trying to make the conference bus, and then the ones in between that may not make a national meet, and we try to peak them for conference to try to get that last spot in the nationals or something like that. So it's a very tough next 3 to 4 weeks for coaches, because everybody's in a little bit different place now, so different training. So it's a lot of work behind closed doors trying to get the programming right for each kid and trying to develop and peak them for the right meet.
Northwest on to the Gorilla Classic this upcoming weekend. Coach Logan, Alina, thanks so much for the time, and good luck continuing on.
Thanks, appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
That is Northwest Missouri State head indoor track and field coach Brandon Masters with us, senior Alina Tebow, also junior Logan Arellano, as again the Bearcats on to Pittsburgh, Kansas this Friday and Saturday. We'll take a timeout, back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristateFordLincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now to talk baseball. As the head coach of the Bearcats, Tony Jander, and joining us along with Ashton Newman off his team. And again, Coach, just kind of as we look at this past weekend, a little bit different result than the trip out to Denver. A good weekend down to Memphis, Tennessee for you.
Yeah, for sure. We came back, learned a lot that first weekend, got back to work and back to the drawing board a little bit, got back to our roots and the development and preparation, and really showed last weekend, did a lot of really, really good things, and Ashton was a huge part of that. But team-wide, there's a lot of guys stepping up in a lot of areas. So.
Well, one thing that really stands out, first of all, 53 total runs. Of course, you had 20 in that last game, but overall, just the weekend, looks like the bats really came to life for you.
Yeah, for sure. The discipline's there, and obviously when you're hunting good pitches and they're getting them, you're getting those mistakes, we're just on time for them and drilling them, which was really good to see. And then, obviously, tallying up those runs on the scoreboard is really nice for our pitching staff to get that support.
Yeah, and really, too, I think overall you had some nice pitching efforts out there, too.
Yeah, Ben Hogg did a phenomenal job. Ashton did a great job on Sunday. Just, Brock Stagel again, two weekends in a row, did a really, really nice job. So it's starting to piece together a little bit on that end, and we'll continue to chip away at that. We'll be busy this weekend after we're off this upcoming weekend, so good opportunity once again, kind of get back to the drawing board and chip away at some things.
Now you talked about Ashton Newman with us here, and just kind of talk about what he brings to the table here coming over from Benedictine for you.
Yeah, he's extremely versatile. He's able to do, he's done everything we asked him to do. He's able to play shortstop. He can play third. He can play center field. He can pitch. And he's awfully disciplined. He's got some pop at the plate. So anything we ask, he's been hungry to do, and I think he just wants to be part of a winning club here.
And Ashton, good to have you with us here on the show. And just looking at your day on Sunday, not a bad day on the mound, as well as a couple of hits, a home run, four RBIs, and three innings pitched, I believe. So you pretty much did it all on Sunday.
It was a fun time, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I love going out there on the mound, and it's new to me in college, but in high school I was used to pitching and hitting at the same time, so it's nice to get that trust from Coach Janner and be able to go out there and showcase it.
I guess when you look at the talent you bring to the table there, pretty much every game you have to be ready and to contribute in one form or another.
Pretty much, yeah. Do whatever he asked me to do.
And coming from Benedictine to coming off of a good season last year with the Ravens, I think by all heart, all conference there with the Heart of America, and just to kind of talk about making that transition from Benedictine to Northwest.
So, yeah, that was a great time there, and I had a good season last year, and hopped on a phone call with Coach Jandrin, and he said, you know what, I've seen what you can do, and I want to be able to see it in person, so came on over here, and I've loved it ever since. Haven't looked back. I still talk to those guys from Benedictine. They're having a great time. I'm having a great time, and it's been awesome to be here.
Now, you come from Florida, and you're spending your collegiate career in the Midwest. Just kind of talk about what interested you in making the switch from Florida up to this direction.
I was very eager to play ball out of high school. So when I came to the Midwest that day, the weather was pretty good for that weekend on my visit. And then they gave me some heads up, and I didn't know what I was in for with the weather. But after 5 years, you kind of get used to it, and you just bundle up, and you go out there and play ball.
And baseball's baseball no matter where you play, right?
Exactly.
All right. And, Coach, again, Ashton really brings a lot to the table here. You mentioned just the various skills he has. How often have you had a player that has this many type of skills that you can capitalize on?
Yeah, it's pretty rare, but obviously we want to capitalize on those things. If he's able to help us in multiple fashions, we want to make sure that I give him that opportunity. Weirdly enough, I was a two-sport athlete in college, and I pitched and played a position. So I think just going through that experience myself, easier to kind of, get on the same page with him. And, we got to really monitor and manage the arm. We got to make sure we spend some time doing it, especially, like he said, he hasn't done this since high school, and he's definitely capable of it. So that's why he's going to continue to go out there.
And what are some of the strengths he has when he goes to the mound?
definitely the command. I mean, that's a big thing for us. We want guys that throw strikes. It's hard to defend when you don't throw it over the plate, and you send him over to first for free. So he does a nice job just attacking guys, able to get in and out with the fastball is a huge step. And then obviously he's got some off-speed pitches, get some people off balance for sure.
And Ashton, I would imagine that for the most part, it doesn't matter where you're at, just as long as you're out there and playing. But do you have any favorites as far as the position or pitching or what's the aspect of it that you enjoy the most?
That is a tough question, but I'll tell you, I've really absorbed center field a lot. It's fun to fly around out there. There are some times where Ben Howe goes up there and just doesn't give up a lot of hits, so I don't get to do much sometimes, but I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy being able to fly around, maybe throw it a little bit, see what happens. So,
I guess one of the advantages of being a pitcher, you're involved with it every play that way, or every pitch.
Pretty much, yeah.
what's your strengths on the mound? Again, Tony talked a little bit about this, but overall, what do you feel is your strength when you go up and get on the mound?
I think mentality is a huge thing. We've talked about that all season, no matter if I'm a pitcher, I'm a hitter, or I'm a fielder. That goes for the entire team. Mentality means everything. If I have command, that's great, but if my mentality doesn't change no matter what the scoreboard is, then we're going to be good.
And, Coach, as far as from week one to week two, quite a bit of improvement between the two. What's the things that you want to see this team do from, I guess, week two to having a little bit of time off getting ready for next week's action?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to how you prepare, right? We want to be champions in this program, and we got to attack each day like that, and we got to make sure that today we have a good one, and tomorrow and try to stack those days on top of one another. We're not going to be looking too far in the future of what's next and what's to come. It's more so what are we going to do today to get a little bit better and put us in a better position to succeed when we're out there next week against Drury. So we'll handle some things here internally this week, and chip away, and then we'll get back to the business next week.
Is it still just a little bit of an evaluation process for you as well as the players to try to come together this season?
For sure. Obviously, we're 8 games in, another non-conference quality opponent next week, and then we hop into conference play with Missouri Southern, which is a pretty talented team, and then we got another non-conference that following weekend. I think by the end of that one, I think we'll have a really, really good idea of where we're at with things. Certainly learning curves here early in the season, no doubt about that, but we're trying to get a little bit closer because the conference season is grueling and it's coming up on us.
Had a little bit of rain, I guess, on Sunday from what I understand, but overall, how nice was it to just get
rain? That was my favorite day. Sunday was my favorite day. Cold, rainy, Midwest weather, because we're going to be planning that a ton, so we embraced the heck out of it. We had a ton of energy, and we're going to continue to do that. We're going to be the most energetic team when we're there, for sure.
And Ashton, just talk about making, again, the adjustment to Northwest, and what's been the things that you really have enjoyed most by becoming Bearcat?
What's interesting is the camaraderie here. As soon as I got here, a few guys on the team reached out to me. We went and hung out, had a good time, had some dinner. We've been able to build a relationship from the very beginning, and that was very huge to me. And it just enveloped what Coach Jannerin is trying to implement here, so it was very nice to feel welcome.
Coming in as a graduate student, what's the future look for you after graduation from Northwest?
Ideally, I would like to take any chance I can for pro ball, but obviously we're going to fall back on an exercise science degree, and we're going to see what happens with that.
All right. Well, Coach and Ashton, great to have you with us here on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's the head coach of the Northwest baseball team, Tony Jannerin, along with Ashton Newman. We'll be back, and we got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time now talking tennis as Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis coach Mark Rosewell with us, along with Maru Nonaka, junior off of the Northwest women's squad here today. And Mark and Maru, great to have you with us here on the show.
Good to be here, John, as always.
And Mark, a lot of practice has taken place gearing up for this weekend. Not quite as much action as you originally planned with the Oklahoma portion of your swing postponed due to weather, but get to open things up Friday down at Liberty against William Jewell.
Yeah, we're hoping we can do that, John. It depends on how much snow and if we have any problem getting down there. I think, hopefully, looking at the forecast, we are able to do that. We play indoors in Liberty at Genesis there. So that would be good matches for both teams to start off with.
Yeah, that, of course, the site of the Kansas City Open this past summer down there, too. So there's a lot of tennis being played at
there
that
is,
facility.
That is true, yes.
And Maru, again, welcome to Northwest Missouri State. And
thank you.
Coming in as a junior and your first year as a Bearcat, what attracted you to come to Northwest?
This is my first year in Northwest, and our season starts on Valentine's Day, so I believe it's a sign of good start, and I'm very excited to play, and I hope we can play well. And yes.
And Mark, just talk about Maru and what she brings to your team.
She came in the fall, and she's an experienced player. She's got a good hard worker, likes to practice. She transferred from another school in Kentucky. She'd played 2 years over there, so she came in and is doing fine. And we'll find out more, but she had a good fall.
And remember, what do you feel some of the strengths that you have on the court?
I like to play with volleys. I believe I have a good touch at the volley and at the net, so I believe I can play good in doubles and also singles. Yeah.
All right. And, Mark, as you get ready for what hopefully will be your first weekend, again, you've been practicing an awful lot over the Hughes Fieldhouse, and I know this is a hardworking group that you've got. What about the teams, what you see as the strengths of these two squads as you go into this weekend?
Well, we're kind of in transition right now. The ladies have about half the team back, and then we've got new people. The men, you know, we still have a couple of players, but we basically lost the whole team. But, you know, that's how the athletics goes, and that's where we're getting started again, and everybody's going to – I never had so many people calling wanting to get matches with Northwest Missouri, people I haven't heard from in years, but that's okay. But we're just going to go out there and do the best we can. We've got good groups, both of them. They want to play. They're working hard, so that's about all you can ask for as a coach.
And Maru, as you come in, new to the program, but it's always been a squad that really welcomes new players coming into this. Just talk about the welcome that you've received being a Bearcat.
In the tennis team, we are all international students, and like we all have different cultures and different, like, sense, like, so
customs and all,
yes,
that. Yeah.
So I always learn from them, like every day at practice, like how do they act at the practice and also in the match, so they have good influence for me.
Hey, Mark, I think that's one thing that's been fun to watch with both your men's and women's teams through the year is how welcome they are to their teammates, and it's just a great bond that despite the different backgrounds that all the players come in with, they develop at Northwest Missouri State.
That is so true, John. You know, every program talks about family this and family that. Buddy, we've been family for over 40 years, and we have to stick together because – you know, they're all alike in the fact that they're coming from somewhere else, but they don't know anybody here when they get here and so forth. So the bond becomes very deep, and that's between both teams. We go on the road, they got different coaches. You know, you might have a men's team that can't stand the women's team or vice versa. We don't have any of that kind of stuff. They support each other. We do everything together, and it works out quite well.
I would imagine this first match coming up with William Jewell is as much trying to learn what you've got on your team with so many new players coming in this year. But what are you expecting out of the matchup with William Jewell?
Well, on their women's team, they've had some problems down there as far as they're trying to get it going and so forth. Their men's team is very good. We're going to have a very close match. We had a close match with them, and of course they're playing on courts where they practice every day, so that certainly gives them an advantage. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
All right. Well, let's hope that the weather holds out where you can get down there and play again at the Clayview courts there in Liberty to face William Jewell, and then hopefully get things rolling full court the rest of the way.
We know it is Clayview, but it is Genesis.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. There
that's
you go. Right. Well, and we've played in that tournament.
Yeah, yes. I was just there this past summer.
Okay. So. All right.
All right. Again, okay. We've been talking tennis with Mark Rosewell along with Maru Nanaka from the Northwest Women's Tennis Team. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV, KLRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk men's basketball as we continue on here as we're joined by Matt Keeley, the head coach of the Northwest men's basketball team, along with Ford off the squad and Jack Radigan. And first of all, Coach, a tough weekend down to Oklahoma, but I think some good things really came out of the way that you bounced back after that loss to Central Oklahoma. And again, despite a loss to Rogers State, I feel like you can point to that as kind of a nice turnaround down there.
Yeah, we certainly played better. You know, all things are relative in comparison there, but, you know, it felt a lot better on Saturday just in a competitive standpoint and an execution standpoint of taking care of the basketball that it had on Thursday. And you know, so a takeaway there just as we keep building this and you know, trying to get momentum and understanding and you know, all the things that go into it. So, you know, a step backward there on Thursday, I felt like, but, you know, responded well in our Friday practice. And then, you know, again, just with our effort and, you know, some unique situations there where Jack and Trey played the entire second half and you know, battled the whole time. And that was really the only option they had. And of course, guys like that, that's the expectation out of them. That's who they are. So, you know, take those things as positives and try to carry them into this week.
You look at 3 minutes left in that game with Rogers down by 17, but they go on a 13-0 run right back in the ballgame the last minute of the game, pulling in to within four there.
Yeah, winning's hard, you know, no matter what. Rogers, you know, thought they had one there, and as people do and human nature does, is, hey, this thing's about wrapped up, but, you know, it takes 40 minutes, and then all of a sudden we're thinking, you know, maybe that one rebound earlier in the game or that one, you know, made shot or whatever. And instead of, you know, getting back within five, we're back within three. And so just having the maturity and the understanding that it is a 40-minute game, it's a long game, whether things go well early or poorly early or whatever it is, every possession is going to end up mattering. And definitely got exciting there at the end.
And you talked about Jack playing all the 20 minutes there in that second half, and he had some pretty big plays there in the second half, too, to help the team get back in that game.
Certainly does. You know, Jack has done that a few times this year, starting with Western in the first semester, you know, where he scored it really well. But I think that, you know, while certainly he's capable of putting up, like, great percentages, 57% from the floor and all that stuff, you know, it's some of the non-statistical things that sometimes show up, and him and I even had a discussion over it the weekend of, you know, like, hey, Coach, when I'm on the floor, you know, good things are happening. You know, we're winning, you know, and that's ultimately the goal. And I think that's a truth to what he brings. You know, certainly screens it and rebounds and you know, we throw the ball to him in actions where he's got to make decisions with it. But ultimately, you know, he's out there and I think the thing he does best is make every effort to try to help us win.
And Jack, just talk about that comeback on Saturday with Rogers State. They're in the mindset when you're looking at the scoreboard about 3 minutes left and all of a sudden a minute left, you're right back in this ball game. Just kind of talk about the comeback that you're involved with in that.
Yeah, I would say it's not quite that simple. You know, on one hand, you kind of just take it play by play. You don't even realize that you're down 17 with 3 minutes left. I'm just going up the floor, running offense, going back, playing defense, and the pieces fell in place. We got enough plays executed, enough stops to where it got close, and then once it's like down in that single digits, you kind of start thinking about it, and you still just got to take it play by play, make sure you're in the right spots. A couple good late plays, late steals, some great offensive plays by, I remember Javion had a lot of good buckets in that run, some good shots, and yeah, as big of a comeback as it seems, it kind of just happens play by play, and you almost don't realize it's happening.
One of the things that strikes me in watching you on the floor is one of the things that may not be obvious to a lot of people, though, but how well you see the floor on the offensive side. You had 5 assists against Rogers, and it just seems like you've got kind of a connection with some of your teammates there as far as getting the ball in their hands in position where they can score.
We're definitely getting better at it. It's taken us a better part of the season to get on the same page on a lot of things, but it just kind of comes from repping out practice all week. We knew what kind of ball screen coverage they were going to be in, and that I'd get the ball in the middle of the floor with an advantage somewhere, and I was just going to have to find it, whether that's a skip or, you know, a dump pass to Trey on the block or just go myself. We worked all week. Other weeks, when teams do similar ball screen coverages and I'm left open in the short roll, we're just getting to the point of the season where it's becoming natural with this group of guys and where we're starting to click a little bit more.
And Coaching Zapp is continuing to encourage him to, he listed, you know, the skip or the, you know, other guy or go finish. We're trying to put it in the opposite order for him. Like, hey, think about going to finish and then, you know, play from there and draw on an extra defender. And he's continued to get that better. You know, but just a little bit, you know, different mindset in some of the things that, you know, he's been drilled with in the past of, hey, let's throw that out to, you know, other options. And you know, we're trying to make it so that he thinks of himself as an option as well. And you know, trust that, you know, he gets frustrated at times with himself on some, you know, misses or whatever ones that he feels like he should make. And true, I want him to make those too. And, hey, I'll dunk it or bank it or whatever. But as frustrated as he is, I think he leads us in field goal percentage on the season. And so, you know, shoot it, Jack.
Now, does that include three-point shooting? You saw you knock one down there earlier in the season as well.
Yeah, I mean, I work on it on my own time.
He works on it in practice. We have a couple drills where we have everyone shoot it from out there. And, you know, that's another drill, into practice drill that we've done, that we were putting up scores in the 60s early in the year, and now we're going over 90 a little bit, just kind of as a reference. One, we've figured out the drill a little bit more and how to be more efficient inside the drill. But two, just some improvement with this group in some of that. And he continues to practice it. It's certainly, we're not to the point where we're running plays for Jack on the perimeter or thinking that's maybe our best bet to score it from there. But if he would end up with one, you know, late clock or something like that, he's practice it for sure.
Yeah. Miraculously, I might not be leading the team in three-point percentage at 50. It might still be Marcus.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. But one area, too, that you're moving up on as well, going third this week in a block shots per game in the MIAA, that's become something that you've become skilled at as well.
Yeah, it's a timing thing. It's a instincts, you know. I was good at it in high school. I think it's translated well. Sometimes I look at the stat sheets afterward and I'm mad because I feel like I had more, or they don't quite count my steals whenever I tip it to one of my teammates. But, yeah, it's just a timing thing.
And for the most of the year, you know, Jack in our league would be considered a little bit undersized, you know, at the five, you know, big old strong guy and all that. But we have left him solo in the post, you know, and said you and Trey and Byron, like, we're not bringing any help, essentially. We're not digging. We're not bringing a double. You guys battle them, and you know, with the exception of maybe a game or two, that's been a good plan for us.
Well, you get back home now for a couple of games this week. Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State come to town, so nice to be able to play at home once again this week. And kind of talk about matchup on Thursday with Missouri Southern.
Yeah, at home is you know a good thing. We're ready to get off the side at home. Haven't had very many home games at all. It feels like, you know, that we've been on the road or neutral site for most of the year, but always good just for rhythms and routines, like Jack has mentioned, to be at home. And then new opponents. I think that's always exciting, too. I mean, obviously there's some familiarity that creates rivalries and stuff like that, but two teams that we are now in mid-February and haven't seen them play yet, and so are going to provide some unique challenges, and each in their own right. You know, Southern there first on Thursday, and so we already started getting that game plan in yesterday and going to do it again today, and you know, hope to have that thing ready to go by Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Coach, great to have you with us on the show. And Jack, also, good to have you here, too.
Thanks.
Talking men's basketball with Matt Keeley, head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, along with Jack Radigan. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast Stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrove Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Talking Northwest women's basketball, we've got assistant coach Gerald Tucker with us. We have also got graduate student Molly Hartnett. Appreciate you guys coming on and talking with us. Molly, you're pretty fired up for a pretty hard practice today, is that right?
Oh, just always looking forward to these afternoon practices at 4 p.m. There's no place I'd rather be.
Can't beat it. I think you guys should go at 5:30. Just really simulate a real game day experience, right?
I'll pass on that one.
Coach That's Tucker, what do you think? Late.
I like 2 and 4 o'clock, so let's stick with that.
Probably a little bit better. Northwest coming off a win over Rogers State on Saturday, 76-73. Coach, take us through that. I mean, we see this team, if there's a 7 up there as far as hitting that 70-point threshold, you guys are 6-0 this season. You're playing good, obviously. Scoring buckets, that's going to lead to wins. But what are you taking away from what you're seeing from this team offensively here in these last couple weeks?
I think the big thing is we're starting to really come into our own. I think we've been really battle-tested, and we was really trying to figure out what individual players can do, what they can do, and most importantly, I think that we started to find a very good balance of getting our players that need the ball in the most, which is Molly and CK. I think also what's helped is we're starting to have some freshmen play that our players trust. So now we get that consistency on the court of who we know we're playing with, and I think that's always translated to us scoring and playing offensively better.
Well, Molly, kind of the same token there. A good offensive game against Rogers, but of course that previous one on the Thursday was tough. No CK out there. Is that a game that you put more on your shoulders and you find yourself pressing as opposed to Saturday? Having your full complement out there makes life a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, obviously having my duo back makes my life a lot easier. It's just one other person that can score, that can defend, that can assist. And we just really missed her out there. Obviously, it was tough, but I feel like without her, you know, trying to fill that void that she brings to this team, the leadership, the scoring, the defense, the assisting, like, I feel like a lot of that weighs in on me that I need to step my game up for the team, as well as everybody else needs to play one step better than they have been playing. But obviously we didn't get that done on Thursday, and it was all around an offensive struggle. But I'm glad we came back Saturday and had confidence in each other and played a lot better offensively.
Bearcats are 11-12 overall, 4-9 in conference play. A win over Rogers Saturday. This Thursday, back at home, Missouri Southern coming to town at 5:30 tip-off. Coach, we see the KPI standings come out yesterday, and that's, you know, what the conference tournament will be based off of. Sitting in 10th, so you're in the tournament as it stands now. Obviously, probably like to make some hay and continue to move up those standings, but what do you make of that with still a couple weeks out in the regular season?
I think the biggest thing we want to focus on, are we getting better? And if we're getting better, I feel like that's going to translate into wins. And I actually been very happy with what we've been doing since the UCM game. And so you kind of look at it in that way. UCM, we played a pretty dominant game. Missouri Western, we was up playing really good basketball. CK went down. We still found the way to play all the way to the end for a win. I think we had an opportunity to shoot at least two open threes and to win the game. And then we go into Central Oklahoma, played pretty strong that first half, but once again it came down to scoring. And then we came back with Rogers State, and we started to get our groove again. So I feel like we're starting to play the best basketball that we've played all year. I think that at the end of the day, when you're trying to make a run, a deep run in the tournament, it's all about how are you gelling. And I think this whole year has really been about us finding ourselves and seeing who we are. So I think our trajectory is going in the right, the positive trend.
Molly, we look at last year, the Bearcats swept Missouri Southern, and that last one was in Joplin on the final day of the regular season, which, of course, beating Kearney, making the semifinals, the MIAA tournament, that was a big deal also. But sweeping Southern might have been what essentially catapulted you into the NCAA regional there. Now it's about getting into the MIAA tournament and beyond. You've had some luck against Southern. What is this matchup like for you?
Another great team in the MIAA. You're going to get everybody's best shot. We obviously have a target on our back, so the games are really tough. But I'm confident in our girls to come out there, defend at a high level. But that starts today. At practice, getting better each and every day, focusing every day, getting our shots up, being confident, preparing the way we need to prepare for this game to get the win. It's going to take everybody on this team. It's not just the five that are playing on the court. It's not just the coaches. It's our bench. Everyone, 1 through 18, and I'm just really looking forward to a good game this week.
Talking Bearcat women's basketball with assistant coach Daryl Tucker and grad student Molly Hartnett. Coach Tucker, getting into the program your first year, obviously you're going to see these younger ones grow up as they kind of go through the ranks, but also it's about endearing yourselves to the older players at the same time. What's it been like this last year, building this relationship with Molly and the other upperclassmen and kind of seeing things grow?
I think it's been completely awesome. I actually love watching Molly. Molly has been just an amazing person to watch play with her IQ and the way she's been able to read things. And I've seen her just even grow as a player, and I've only seen her in a short time from what I saw from the beginning of the year until I see her now. So when the ball's in her hands, it's very few times that I've had a player that I've coached that I have full trust in. And then being able to see CK and her work ethic and see her story, and then Kelsey, who I work with the bigs probably the most, finding out, hey, what's ways I can encourage her and motivate her, and seeing her do the things she needs to do. And then I think it's just been an awesome time for me to see these upperclassmen with PK and Kendall and Laney and Evelyn, all these upperclassmen, and just been real happy to get to know them. And it says a lot about what the Bearcats are. But I think the biggest thing, and I'll leave it on this, is when we went through tough times, I've never seen those upperclassmen break. And I know there's times where some had to take a back seat to things, and for their manner and the way they handle it, it's just been amazing. So it's been a privilege, you know, so far working here and coaching them.
Well, still four chances to get out and see this Bearcat women's basketball team on the home floor this Thursday and Saturday, Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State, then a couple weeks down the line as we round out the regular season, but looking for a strong finish here for Northwest Missouri State. Coach Molly, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
As Northwest Missouri State women's assistant basketball coach Daryl Tucker with us, also Molly Hartnett, a graduate student guard out of Overland Park. And that's going to wrap things up for us here on today's Bearcat Coaches Show on KEXCV Maryville. KRNW Chillicothe. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we've got basketball coming up for you on Thursday against Missouri Southern. That's at home. Northwest Missouri State women tip off at 5:30. The men's game at 7:30. Our broadcast begins at 5 o'clock with pregame for the women. That's going to wrap things up for us here from Pizza Ranch. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.